Blog Talk Radio.
I just have to tell y'all this real quick before we bring the girls on and intro them properly and everything. sometimes you just don't know what to do, and sometimes you feel like you're going to just have to give up because you want something so bad and it doesn't work like it's supposed to, and then you just get so disheartened. It just happened in real life with me. And one of the things we're going to talk about with these ladies is something along those lines in regards to dreams, goals, and aspirations. So first of all, I want to thank everybody for being patient. I got the Facebook Live back up, so hopefully Sam and Cass, actually I'm going to type their names in real quick so they know that I am live and in living color. And let's see, make sure I do that and type in her name. There we go. And type in her name. There we go. We are live. Everything is okay. So that being said, and actually the ladies are on, so let's go ahead and give them their proper introduction right now.
Do you know what kind of woman you have to be to rise in an all-male run, all-male controlled, all-male executed, all-male domain, all men all the time? Do you know what kind of woman you have to be to survive, not only survive, but to thrive and to gain their utmost respect, their utmost regard, and to gain the admiration of not only the men you work with, but everybody who encounters you? Do you know what kind of woman you had to be in 1980? You gotta be powerful.
And of course, that is the great Oprah Winfrey. When I do the Women in Business show, I always start with that particular intro because you know what kind of powerful woman Oprah Winfrey turned out to be. But it wasn't that she was always Oprah Winfrey, right? She grew into it. She built herself into that. And so that's why I created the Women in Business show, is to show women starting their own businesses and or pursuing their own goals in regards to their personal talent. So that's why I started the show, and that's why the ladies tonight are very special, because I've seen what they've done from the very beginning. So everything happens for a reason. A few years ago, I was browsing a model website and discovered Sam and Cass O'Conn. Looking at their page, it did not appear that they were very active. So I asked if I could speak to them with the purpose of helping them pursue their goals that they might have. And I knew it wouldn't be easy because they lived in London, England. Fast forward to today, and the O'Conn twins have had major accomplishments both together and individually. But who are they? Why did they choose acting as a career? What makes them work so hard? Do they have confidence in their talents to finish what they started? What do they like to do for fun? You're going to get a chance to learn about these two beautiful young women by listening to their interview. Make sure you share this with everybody you know. Of course, follow the IMTM Worldwide Radio pages on Facebook and Instagram, and of course, Twitter on IMTM Radio. Don't forget, Women in Business Show can be on heard on iHeartRadio, even in London, England, guys. Thank you. Fish and chips, come on. So that being said, let's go ahead and bring in these lovely young ladies, the O'Conn twins, live in London, England at 119 a.m. over there. How y'all doing tonight, girls?
Hi.
Hello.
Hello.
It is great to have you all on. And, of course, first and foremost, thank you for being so patient. Like I said, I'll tell y'all what happened, but it was a first in IMTN Worldwide Radio history. I didn't think I could do what I just did to get this show going. It's kind of like a miracle. I ain't going to lie. I'm very excited and kind of sad at the same time. Some of y'all might have seen it if y'all were watching the Facebook Live earlier. Y'all would have seen the microphone thrown to the floor and everything. But anyway, thank y'all so much for being on the show. And we're going to go ahead and get started because, again, we'll be cognizant of your time over there. But we're going to try to get these questions in. Okay, girls?
Yeah, definitely.
All right, cool. Now, first and foremost, everyone, this is a live interview there in London. So we will maybe battle some tech difficulties every now and again just because of signal, but we'll make sure that you get everything as far as their answers and questions that they might even bring up on their own. So first things first, Sam and Cass, early life in London, where were you born? Where were you raised? Because everybody don't know, you know, anything about y'all, really. So we want to give everybody everything about y'all. So where were you born? Where were you raised? And tell us a little bit about the area you were raised in.
Wow. That's a bit. That's in detail. We don't give out that much information.
No, I don't mean like that. Okay, so let me reword it. Okay, so let's reword it then, all right? Where were you born? Okay. And growing up, just give us bits and pieces of, you don't have to tell us like street numbers or anything like that, but just give us an idea of people who've never went to London before. Give us an idea of the area and just growing up.
Okay. We were born in London. This is Cass talking. We were born in London, in Hackney, and in Homer's Hospital. And we just lived there for three or four, and then we had to move away because my brother was getting in trouble there, so then we moved there, and then we moved around, it was fun, we made loads of friends, and that's kind of the good thing with Brown, is that you get to make different type of friends, different areas. And we were lucky to have that because then we made a few friends that we talked to, like childhood friends and like old friends, and I'm still compared to ATL and everywhere else in America. Everybody knows everyone, I think, anyway. And we bumped into a few people that know us but not directly. So good.
We had a fun child. Growing up was good.
Okay. Now, one thing real quick, y'all. Now, it's either the microphone that y'all are using. I want to do a quick experiment. Right now, I think y'all have the microphone plugged in, or your headsets pulled in. Are you able to hear and talk with the headset out? Because what happens is it sounds like a little breakup, and I want to make sure the audience do get to hear y'all. So let's experiment and just see how it sounds without it plugged in, okay? Okay, do you have it unplugged?
Excuse me.
All right, say something real quick.
Chris, I think it's better.
Chris, can you hear me?
It's a bit better. Let's see if we can ask the next question and we'll find out. Can you hear me, though?
I can hear you, but it doesn't sound great.
It doesn't sound great.
Okay, plug it back in, because I want to make sure y'all are comfortable. Isn't live radio fun, folks? I love it. All right, plug it back in, and we'll keep going, okay? Are y'all plugged back in?
We are good. Donkey Kong.
All right, cool. All right, so that being said, do you have a small family, big family? Do you have any brothers, sisters, siblings? I think
there's five of us. There's five of us in the house. Well, four.
Mainly girls.
Yeah. Mainly girls. Yeah, definitely.
Three girls, three boys.
Nothing wrong with a house full of girls.
Exactly. Okay. Yes, there's more girls. Five is kind of, plus we have rabbits, so that makes it.
And she's a girl.
Oh,
yeah, even more girls.
Even more girls. So, yeah. I think our family's quite big.
Let me ask y'all an interesting question. What was it like growing up as twins? Because everybody's experience technically would be different. What was it like for y'all?
It's just the same as having
five different siblings.
My opinion, Cass, is it's just like having a sibling. You're just a bit more closer and you just get a bit more attention.
I think more attention. It's not any
normal sibling.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, like having a sister. I mean, if anyone has a sister, they're able to relate. But having a sister, but
that's your age as well.
And looks like, there's obviously identical twins.
You both have the same interest,
the taste, kind of.
So
yeah, just like a duplicate of the other version. So I think it's annoying at times because we always have to do things together and we always get compared with each other. We always have to share
with each other.
But then we can both be mischievous.
See, there's that word again.
Yeah.
Okay, so you have your doppelganger, of course, but you kind of mentioned something. Describe personality-wise the differences between you. For Sam and or Cass, whoever wants to answer first, describe why your personality does, set you apart from your sister. So is there something in particular or something general? And y'all can both answer that one.
No, we don't know. You have to get to know us for that. Our personalities are quite...
They change.
It depends the person as well. I guess I'm more short-tempered, but Cass is very...
No, I'm short-tempered.
Snappy as well. So it switches, depends.
It just depends what you are.
Yeah, because we're both good. I'm not going to say one of us is,
But let's say, are you the quiet one or the angry one?
No, because we switch. We take turns.
Yeah, we take
how we
turns,
feel.
So there's not just one.
And it depends on the environment
angry.
As well, doesn't it? I think everyone just assumes anyway that Sam, me, that I'm the bossy.
Or that I'm the quiet one.
I'm the bossy, dominant twin. Whereas Cass is the laid back, easygoing one. Which, not really the case.
Not really. No.
Not really.
I heard you talk about the temper thing, but that's a whole another story. We'll talk about that one other night. So as I get ready to do, let me do this because I just saw some fans are trying to listen on the Facebook page. So I'm going to send them the new link. See, I forgot that since I switched things around, there's actually a new link. So I have to switch that around for those fans. Uh-oh. Okay, I was listening to myself on my computer there. It almost threw me all off. I was like, are there two of me, just like the twins? 646-652-4479 is the number, everybody. As you get ready to log in, you do have a chance to talk to the girls tonight. All right, so y'all can still hear me, correct?
Yes,
we can.
We are live in flesh.
In voice.
Excellent. So let's. All right, next question. So I was trying to figure out why I was having feedback there. I couldn't figure it out.
I'm not going to click anything.
I am getting feedback. All right, Sam and Cass, can y'all hear me?
Yep, yes. We can hear you.
Hold on, y'all.
It's a bit lagged. A bit.
Okay, so again, sorry for the technical difficulties. I'm figuring out on the fly. Next question. What was the first time that you actually modeled or acted in anything, for the very first time? I know what it is. Yeah. Okay, Sam and Cass, hit mute on your computer.
Okay.
Y'all are watching on Facebook, aren't you? Y'all are throwing me off. Put that on mute, because everybody can hear that, and so can I.
Hear what? I'm confused. I'm not on Facebook anymore, my phone. Do you mean on the laptop? On the system? Mute.
Yeah, just put it on mute or turn it down so that way I don't have the feedback. Okay, there you go. All right, excellent. Because I thought it was mine and it was actually yours. Let me put everybody back on Facebook. My bad, y'all who are watching. That's my fault. I had to figure it out while I was getting the feedback. Okay, so that question though, when was the first time that, and again, thanks for everybody for being so patient tonight. This is great for y'all supporting the ladies here, Sam and Cass, Ocon Twins. What was the first time that you modeled or acted in anything, like the very first time?
So we was about, I was 13 years old. And we did a music video called Candy Girls.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It didn't sound like.
Oh, that sounds.
It sounds bad. It was like a gymnastic,
versatile piece of music by some rock band.
I can't even do gymnastics while just there.
We were just basically extras, but we had like a featured face in it, and our mum was in it, and our siblings were in the video as well.
Like a little costume and just.
Yeah, it was our first film experience because we got dressed up, we got our hair and makeup done.
But I was upset because we left our bag of clothes in there.
We left our bag of clothes and then we came back and it was gone.
That was our first. What was the music video?
Yeah, that's a normal music video. It's still actually out somewhere on the internet.
Oh, really? I sure was about to ask you about that title. I was like, that's kind of questionable there. We got to talk about that later. All right, so that being said, that was the first time. So tell us, when did you decide to take acting seriously? Was there a point in time? Was there a day? Was there an hour? Or was it a particular project that you felt that after you did it, it was like, okay, I think I can do this on a regular basis. I think I can maybe even earn a living. Was there a particular project or just a particular moment in time to say, okay, well, now I want to do it seriously?
No, it wasn't like that. I just knew.
Just knew, but mostly towards the end of college, the beginning of college, I started getting lots of work and it just kept piling up and I couldn't really concentrate into school.
Well, that's for class.
Because it was exam period, and I couldn't really, just multitask. So, at that point, I knew, okay, well.
I knew from the get-go when I was 14, when we got signed to our first agency, Bonnie and Betty, which I'm the one that had helped discover for us. We had our mum drive us to Harpershire when we lived in Essex. She drove us to Harpershire, which was, an hour and a half away for an audition.
Oh,
and we got the audition. And that was our first professional agency we were signed up with as kids, as young talent, and we were still doing GCSEs during that time, so that was about 14, 15. Yeah, so we'd always have to, when we have a project, we'll need to get it signed by the school, by the head office, because you can't
do stuff,
do stuff if you're under the age, legal age, and miss school.
Mm-hmm.
So it was a very complicated process when we were, below 18. But yeah, so for me, Sam, it was when I was still in secondary school. For Cass, was when she started college.
Okay. Yeah. So the film industry overall is not easy. So do you feel it's important to have assistance when pursuing, those kind of goals? And how do you stay motivated from a day-to-day basis? Because some things don't happen the way you want them to go. So how do you overcome, there's going to be the times you get discouraged, there's going to be the times you get mad, so do you think it's important to have help when pursuing, goals along those lines, and why?
It's certain to keep putting, sometimes it's not good always to rely on people to help you. Just try to do it yourself.
Well, we don't really rely on each other, do we?
Oh, no.
We don't rely on each other. But it's good to have her there.
Yeah. Help us in general with your goals. Thank you.
Yeah, of course. Some people get discouraged. You get discouraged a lot very easily, actually. But this life, every job's hard, nothing's yeah. gonna come easy, so you gotta
just
suck it up.
Just treat it as that.
You gotta suck it up with your boots on. So whenever we both feeling demotivated, we just remember why we're doing it, why we like to do what we do, acting.
What does help you keep moving forward? Do you have people that help, or do you have motivators that keep you going?
It's more of inspiration. It's more inspiration of when we watch movies and when we watch things on the television and films. We get inspired so easily, like by the simplest things, and it helps us to push on, to encourage, and we can visualize ourselves where we want to be.
This work is like not a family member really know how to like
handle it.
They have no knowledge in it. So it's
our family have no knowledge in it.
So we get help from Mr. Voicestar and like agencies. It's all
nice. Yeah.
You know, and
but mostly by inspiration, just pushing ourselves.
Okay. Name something. Now this is gonna be a good one for y'all. What would be the worst thing about acting, and what would be the best thing about acting?
Okay, worst thing about acting. Mine probably sounds so stupid. It depends. Like, you mean on set or like just in general?
No, in general. In general.
Yeah. Hard. I guess learning lines. No one likes learning lines, you know. But I'm really good at that, so I can't really say that. If I was, mine is probably like waking up early. To go to the
6 a.m. call time.
Oh, there you go. That's a good one. I know 5 about
that. 4 a.m. call time. Oh, gosh.
I think mine is when you're on your like, fourth callback and you don't get the job.
Okay, so that's now.
I mean, I don't like wasting my.
It's quite hard.
As brutal as it is, it's like you can do 8 callbacks and still not get the job. So all that effort of you learning. The script 8 different times just to not get at least give me a supporting role.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So yeah.
Best thing about acting is
you get to see yourself on the screen playing
a
character.
You get to see yourself develop, I guess.
And you get to see the audience see you in a different perspective. Yeah, because you know sometimes when you're watching a film and the villain, you hate the villain so much. And yeah, you physically hate the person, and then you realize that they're just acting, you know.
Mm-hmm.
They're doing what they're supposed to do.
So it's like,
I want to make people feel a different way.
Yeah, make them feel emotional, make them feel angry, make them feel fear, sadness, you know.
Yeah, it's just
and
thing.
Every film is different, so you have so many opportunities to make people feel
nice. All right, so let me ask you this. When we talk about the industry, and y'all just mentioned it as far as, oh, man, you had 8 callbacks and still didn't even get something, that's definitely discouraging. Was there something that you actually did do that you would qualify as, like, a failure? Like, something that you did, and it was like, you know what, this sucks. This bites, or whatever you want to call it. Or did you have something to where it could be modeling or acting, by the way, that, you know, you had something, it didn't really work out in any kind of way. Like, you were just, like, you walked away and you were just angry. Describe one of those experiences for us.
I don't know. I can't remember because I stopped being angry after, you know, auditions and stuff.
I don't know. I can't answer that question.
Really?
Yeah. My blank.
Okay, got that. All right, we'll move on. All right, how about accomplishments? Now, of course, on the accomplishments end of things, y'all have had a success rate. You see, and for a lot of people, success, you know, in any sense of the word is, did you do it the day before? Okay. And if you didn't, that was a success. So name some of your accomplishments, either past or recent, that you can tell us. I know we're going to get into some a little bit later, but just name some of those, you know, again, for, let's just say, for instance, this year. Since January, what are some of the things that y'all have appeared in this year?
There's 2 BBC shows done. One is
this year.
Well, yeah, it came out this year.
Oh, yeah.
Britain's Makeup Star.
Glow Up.
Yeah, it's called Glow Up. Britain's Makeup Star. We did that for maybe 6-7 episodes.
So I was like 7 weeks.
Yeah, and
it was quite a while. Well, felt like a while anyways, but it actually went past quick. So it was long, but then it moved quick as well. But it was great that we had so much fun filming.
We had a few recognitions from that as well. Yeah. And another show was
Twinstitute
on Channel 4, Channel 1. Yeah.
And yeah, that one was great as well because we got to meet so much different type of twins. Like I've never met so much twins in one room before.
Yeah, those
twins.
Wow. Twinstitute is a show about twins. It's a scientific show with two twin hosts. And
doing different tests, which sounds wrong. Like
yeah, they're doing tests on twins.
But
basically,
they're trying to see how different twin reacts.
Two different things. That was another show we did this year, and that was great because those two channels are established channels in the UK. So everybody, there's thousands of people watching it. So it's a good time off there, isn't it? So those are the two things I think I've accomplished the most this year. Obviously, I'm in a short film, Built to Be. But acting aside, the shows is what I'm really happy for. Yeah. Love more.
Nice. So you see yourself eventually in like a sitcom or a drama or action television show or something like that?
No, sci-fi movies.
TV shows and movies, they're completely different.
So it has
different,
to be like HBO, I don't see myself doing anything related to the UK.
I don't see myself in a comedy show or anything like
that. I'm not, yeah, no.
Like a sitcom, no, I don't think I'm funny.
No. People think we're funny, but I'm not a comedian.
I'm on TV film,
So, no, definitely not. Definitely, I want to stick to my films and my American series.
Okay. So I heard you say Built to Be. That's a movie that was recent. And tell us a little bit about that and any other movies between the both of you that you appeared in this year.
Built to Be is a short film. It's not out yet. We've been selected for a few screenings. It is a film starring myself, Akash Prasad, Adam Deacon, Alex Ismail, directed by Irene. Surname Italian, but that is releasing 2019. It is about a boy struggling with his parents, his dad, and a marijuana addiction and school and pressure of society. It's a really, really good short film. We had our screening last week Monday and it was amazing. It was my first official screening and I did a Q&A. And the film should be soon. September. So I did have the opportunity to go there in September. However, I won't be going. But there will be more to come, actually. So yeah,
definitely.
Great film. I can't wait for everyone to see it.
Well, I as well. 646-652-4479, everybody. Any other projects? Because, of course, 2019 isn't over yet, so anything new coming up?
Obviously, we have our short film Falling Star that we've made last year, which has been a while.
It's a funny little project that is a little gem of ours that we kept in for a while because we didn't really want to just put it out there.
Making your first film for yourself is like, wow.
It's an achievement, isn't it? It's a start and it's a progress to also we're going to create more short films for ourselves. That's given us the opportunity to
act the way we want to act, produce what we want to produce.
Yeah, exactly. And take ownership of that and work. I think Fallen Star is a cute little mini. It's so cute. It's about, we were really into sci-fi, so there's a lot of sci-fi in there. There's a lot of
action.
I think
it's
just different. And you can tell because the environment's different because we were in Atlanta filming that. And I just think it's cute. I think Falling Star is
so
cute.
So everybody, as the girls are telling y'all about this cute film that they created, I'm going to tell y'all the backstory of it. All right, so one afternoon on their first trip to America, by the way, which is in Atlanta, Georgia, they told me that, hey, they have somebody that they need to meet at Starbucks that evening, just out of nowhere. And I said, oh, okay, really? And they told me a little bit about what was going on. I said, oh, okay, cool. And we get there, and we meet the young man that basically they had chosen to film them for an idea that they had. Now, literally, this was just an idea. And I found out how much of an idea it was when they started talking about it. And Adrian is his name. Shout out to Be Lucid Productions. He got out his little tiny Hobbit notebook that he had, and he started writing down the notes of what they were saying. And so eventually we finished, and he had about 6 pages, and I took pictures of those pages. Literally, this was a movie that they came up with in Starbucks. Shout out to Starbucks for being open that night, right? Mm-hmm. And I said, okay, well, we got to fill in some blanks here, because at the time, they didn't really have character names. They didn't have, you know, not a lot of dialogue, but they did have an idea. And apparently, they've been thinking about this idea for a minute. And finally, they had an opportunity to actually do it, and they took it. And I always will remember that. Because just like they were saying, you know, at first this is something that they didn't really want people to see because it was something that they created. It was personal to them. Of course, people have, you know, what's the word, anxiety, you know, things of that nature. But for me, it was like, but y'all did it, though. Like, yeah, there was a lot of stuff that had to happen to make it happen. And there was some pressure because we thought it was going to rain that day. And I was like, there's no way for it to do any reshoots because y'all will be in London in a couple of days, right? So for me, it was a matter of, this is something that y'all will always remember as far as an experience, but also y'all did quite well in it. You know, people are going to enjoy it because it has all those elements that y'all like, the sci-fi part of it, some action, some drama, and y'all acted all these parts, you know, in succession really well, and it came together. And of course, Be Lucid Productions, you know, with the creativity in regards to, you know, that the cliffhanger. If you're watching on Facebook, I'm doing air quotes right now, cliffhanger, at the end. So y'all are going to get to see that, actually, everybody who's listening to the radio show, in about a week or so. August 18th is going to be that date, so be excited about that. And I'm very happy for the Ocon twins in regards to that, everything that they've done so far and things that they're going to do in the future. So that being said, tell us about your trip to America the first time, you know, getting off the plane, going through customs, but then what were some of the things that you remember?
Getting off the plane felt like a dream. But it was quite scary because we thought we wouldn't be able to get in the country because of border. Because we needed like a paper that we didn't have, and they stopped us, but it wasn't a big problem. So then we walked, and then you just tell your away. It just looked so amazing. I was just so breathtaking. I couldn't believe I was somewhere else.
Now you're used to it, though.
But now it's like, it was there for a while, so I got used to it quite quickly.
Mm-hmm.
But at first, it was crazy because the roads are different, so I kept thinking the cars would hit us. it's such a big place, it's so big, it's very spacious. So I felt a bit airy compared to London. London is so compact, it's so squashed, there's always people about. But in America, need car, that's a requirement.
Need a car
to get around, so we didn't have one. We had one, but not ourselves, not our own. But it was amazing, America, just meeting different people. Everyone was so friendly, everyone had little accents. It's so funny, they just the way they speak.
It's so terrible,
it's so cute. And some things I couldn't understand what they were saying. I'm like, what? But America's
what about food? Y'all love to eat food, so tell us about things that you ate in America that you don't have in London.
Everything. Okay, so churches.
No, you can't list
Popeyes, everything.
No, it makes it easier if you say what we have, okay? The only thing we have, KFC, McDonald's, and Burger King.
We don't have anything else.
Remove those three from the list of the fast food chains in America, then you see the difference.
Yeah, it's a big difference.
Yeah.
We went to the buffet twice. Which is great. I can't remember the name of the buffet.
We're not going to advertise the buffet on aircast, but it was lovely.
I'll post it later for sure. And I'm going to just tell y'all guys, these girls can eat. I'm going to just go ahead and put them out there. These girls can eat some food. I'm just going to tell you. And everywhere they ate, where they knew they would never eat what they were eating again for a long time. We went to those places a few times. I'll just say that as well. I will tell y'all this. They do love some Popeye's chicken. So shout out to Popeye's. I had to at least give them that particular shout out. And the first place we actually went to was IHOP. I'm still trying to figure out how we ended up there for their first actual meal. I think it was the pancakes part of it, but they enjoyed it. I think I still have that picture from that particular day too. It's somewhere. I'll post that up another time. But Atlanta was definitely an experience for them, and it will definitely be one that they won't soon forget. I'm pretty sure, at least until the next time they come back to America, which will probably be sooner than later, right? Let me ask y'all this question. Y'all already talked about Falling Star. What other things? Now, y'all of course mentioned sci-fi, and we have been talking about movies on Netflix over the last couple of weeks, and we've kind of shared binge watching some different projects. What would be the perfect film for y'all? What would be the elements of a perfect sci-fi action thriller type of a deal? What would y'all be in that film, or who would you like to star with? Give us some ideas.
We will be an X-Men as the X-Men or Marvel strictly or DC
strictly.
or DC.
Wow.
And if it was an X-Men, we will be the M-Twins because they're the only twins in the comic book history. Therefore, that is our position.
Yeah, apparently
therefore, it's ours to claim.
Are the only twins in
the
comics.
The superheroes, the only superheroes.
But
in Marvel,
they're not really heard, though.
There's another set of twins, one girl, one boy, but the boy does pass away. So technically that has no relevance to us.
But
so,
they can change it to two females.
No, you can't. Because one has to die anyway.
Not me.
But,
wow.
But yeah, so definitely X-Men. Even though I prefer Marvel, actually.
Well, I can now, y'all are silly. I can definitely see that. I remember one of the photo shoots that y'all had, and it was very, what's the word I'm looking for? Action heroine-esque, I would say, the outfits that y'all had on. And so when I do, in my case, when I look at certain things, that's one picture I do use for those type of projects. And I can see y'all doing it. I remember y'all starting to take tumbling lessons and things of that nature because you kind of have to look the part of an action hero. You got to be able to do that backflip too, right?
Exactly.
So you got to do that in real life. So I definitely can see y'all doing that. And y'all would have the passion. Y'all are not scared of anything along those lines. You just have to learn how to do it, right? That's going to come with time and whatnot. So let me ask you this. And first of all, again, thanks so much for being available for this particular interview. It didn't go exactly perfect, but nothing does. But thanks for hanging in there, and thanks for staying up over on the other side of the world for all our fans who are listening and will listen to the podcast versions later. What would be a reason for people to support y'all? What would be the reason? Why would y'all say that people should pay attention to y'all? Y'all are the new people on the block. So what would be the reasons why if y'all are seen on television, you're seen in a movie, you're seen in a web series, you're seen on a commercial, you're seen in a magazine, why would people go to that movie and pay for a ticket? Why would people watch every Wednesday night because y'all are going to be on TV? What would be the reason that would draw people to y'all?
Strictly extremely entertaining, number one. We are that's just put it out there for entertaining. It won't be a waste of your time.
No. because I said, movies and things like that and projects. We wanna make just people feel away. You know, like, if you watch a really good movie, go watch a movie with the contents.
Oh, wow.
You know? You know? No, honestly, it's going to be...
I'm laughing at Cass's answer. Cause...
I could say everything good about that, you know? I could go on.
Yeah, true. What do you want us to say? Besides, obviously...
And that's the honest truth.
Okay, we just deserve the opportunity. We deserve a chance to represent our country, our race.
Yeah.
Our religion,
our
everything, all in one. We can both do that double the double together. Like, Yeah, you work hard and you get rewarded for what you work hard for. Yeah. So we can't say why we deserve it because everyone deserves something, but,
that's a great answer, though. That is actually a really good answer, y'all. I'm happy that you said that because it's a matter of you put in the work. And if you, again, do it long enough, remember, you know, especially with acting, of course, you could do that literally forever, right? So it's a matter of course, at a certain point, you want to be able to pick your projects a little bit, you know, here and there, you know, over time. But that's where the experience comes in. And the more you do, the more people will see, wow, this is why we need to put them in our project, because look at what they did in this project. It's called progression. And one of the reasons I wanted to make sure I had y'all on the show is to show y'all's progression. Y'all have worked very hard. There's so many people out there that say they want to do something and y'all are actually doing it. There's a lot of people who talk, but you're actually doing, you know, walking it. And that's big for y'all. Because and if you remember at the very beginning of the interview, a couple of y'all, both of y'all, maybe one of y'all more than the other, y'all love sleeping just a little bit. Right. That was something that was a little bit of a change and an adjustment. Right. But I'm really proud of y'all because, again, y'all have worked so hard to get to where you are currently and people are recognizing y'all. And the proof is in the pudding. You can't get around it. Look at what you've done. And I always want y'all to remember that because it's not going to go anywhere but up from here, you know. So, of course, there's going to be the times where people act stupid, right? Y'all know what I'm talking about, you know. But that's where you just don't worry about them. They're going to miss out on the Ocon twins in the future, whether it be next month, next year, next decade. You know, it's going to be all about y'all. So, first of all,
that's the right energy.
Well, y'all know who I am. Come on, we joke around a lot, y'all. And I want to thank first of all the fans that have listened so far tonight, and those again who are going to listen on the podcast later. But I just want to give a big shout out to the Ocon twins. Don't go yet. I got to make sure that everybody knows how to check y'all out on the internet and everything. And then one more thing. Actually, let me do this first. First of all, where can people find y'all on the internet, like social media and all that kind of good stuff that y'all want to put out?
So the first thing to search, if you really want to see us, is Instagram, I guess. Instagram is, so Cass handles the Instagram.
Yeah.
And then I do check on it a lot, actually, because but Cass is an Instagram freak. She's always on Instagram.
I'm in control apart from the posting.
I'm more into
check.
Twitter. So I'm Instagram, Ocon Twins. No spaces, really simple to search.
Yeah,
that's the main thing.
And if you want to speak to either one of us, just say hi. I'll pretend I'm Sam and I'll just.
So if you think you're talking to Sam, you might still talk to Cass.
Just speak to both of us and then
be ready to speak.
Depend
to
on how I feel, I'll apply.
So Instagram, then there's Twitter, which is obviously Sam and Cass Khan, but. Do you know what, guys? I think we use Snapchat a lot, and our Snapchat is open. Mm-hmm. I mean, not really. I think Snapchat is very, very in detail of what you're doing during. You're not posting anything inappropriate on Snapchat, do you?
No.
Okay, then. So why can't people?
But main, if you want to get to us, Instagram, Ocon Twins.
Instagram, Facebook, Cass and Sam. It's completely different from Instagram, Ocon Twins, Facebook, Cass and Sam. More in detail, I don't know. I think I reply to comments very quickly on Facebook as well. So, yes, Cass does some things, I do some things. You'll never find Cass on my Twitter at all.
No,
not at all.
Talk about YouTube real quick.
Oh, yeah. Guys, we are investing a lot in our YouTube channel.
Yes, we did a video about...
We filmed the video. It's taking about 2 hours to upload. Our YouTube channel is about food. We do strictly food reviews and also some
entertaining videos, which I haven't released yet of anything entertaining.
So just a mixture of food and entertainment kind of thing.
Kind of, yeah. But mainly,
no, it's not make. It's not a beauty channel.
It's not beauty. It's
not
advice channel. it's strictly it's what we like, which is, as Chris mentioned earlier, these girls eat a lot.
Yeah.
So, yeah. We just, yeah. We just stick to our eating.
But whatever the viewers want to see, we'll...
Yeah, we're open to suggestions as well, but no one has put any suggestions at the
in
minute.
The comments. Yeah,
in the comments. Yeah. So our YouTube page is called Okan Twins. And fun fact, it used to be called Samikas Eats, but now it's called Okan Twins for copyright reasons. Yeah.
Yeah, I couldn't let y'all go without y'all mentioning the YouTube channel. That's a big deal as well. That's something also on the creative side. Again, they're creating their own projects. You know, those, you know, they're listening to this and will listen to this. These are very creative young women. They have a mind of their own. And they're very intelligent. Okay, so just keep that in mind as you continue to see their growth in their own personal projects as well. Sam, Cass, and Sam, I'm so happy to have had y'all on tonight. Do y'all have any shout outs of anybody? Anybody that y'all like to give that proverbial shout out to?
Shout out.
Hey, Ab Stainless. That's my shout out. Ab Stainless, Cali the World Tour Traveler.
Absolutely, Abba.
Gravity.
Act to M.
Because are they listening to your people then?
Yes.
Are they listening though?
Act to M, Cali, World Traveler.
Chris, big shout out to Chris. Wait,
love. Thank you.
My mom.
I was gonna say, don't leave her out. I was gonna stay on the air another hour. Make sure you say to your mom. Come on now.
Yeah,
all right, so
say thank you.
So again, everybody who's listening, and again, apologize for the tech difficulties earlier.
Yeah.
I will write out what happened, and we'll make up for it another time. But it was pretty crazy. I'll just let y'all know. I'm really like shocked. I'm shocked that we're even on the air right now. That's how crazy it was. I will tell y'all the story.
We need to talk about it.
Say it again.
We need to talk about what happened.
Oh, yeah, we will, but it'll be offline. But I don't want people to know how panicked I really was. But I just, guess what? I just told the whole world how panicked I really was. I wasn't going to be able to pull this show off. But I did, as usual. But this was tooth and nail right here, y'all. So, again, one more time for everybody who's listening. The Okan Twins are the next up. They are not just women that are out there just doing just random things. They have a mind, they have a path, they have the progression, they have the mindset to move forward. And, you know, they know that nothing goes completely perfect. Nothing happens without work, right? And all they ask for is a chance. If you contact them on the booking side, of course, be serious. Don't just be coming at them any kind of way. Know that they have a process and procedure. I'm going to just go ahead and say that. Don't just act like you're just going to just, you know, they're going to just do stuff just because. I'm going to just tell you all that because they are not those ladies. I'm sorry. It's just not going to happen. They have a mind of where they want to go and where they want to be. Okay. So please treat them with professionalism at all times. I just have to say that live on the air on my show. Sam, Cass, and Sam, thank you again for staying up. It is very late in London town. And can't wait to hear from y'all again. And of course, can't wait to see y'all yet again. Hint, hint. 2020 is right around the corner.
We should be down in the States very, very soon. Yeah.
We'll exactly. Well, Sam and Cass, I'm going to bid y'all good night. Again, I'm so happy. I'm so proud of y'all as far as what y'all have done so far. And I can't wait for the future and see what y'all do next, okay?
Thank you for tuning in. Thank you for having us, Chris. It's been amazing.
Thank you. Y'all take care and have a nice night's sleep.
Thank you. Bye.
Bye.
Bye. All right, so that was Sam, that was Cass Okan of the Okan Twins. They're in London, England. It is a bright and early 2 a.m. now in London. And again, I have to keep saying thank you for everybody who was patient. Unfortunately, I wasn't able to repost the link on all the pages because I'm live on the air. I don't have no listeners or anything like that. Again, I'll probably, well, no, I could do it now. I didn't want to do it while they were on the line, but the basics of it was is that with live radio, when you're doing it, it's difficult. And if you've ever listened to live radio and something really crazy happens, like a tower goes down, you know, in certain, most of those cases, when you're listening to your radio channel, they can play some kind of like old show from a year ago or whatever, or if it's a music channel, they can just play some music. I wasn't in a position where I could do that. I didn't even know if I was still live. And what was going on was that I couldn't even get back into my own show. I kept trying. I was resetting things. I was unplugging cords and things of that nature. And I couldn't, it was locking me out. So I had to risk doing something I didn't know could work or not. Usually with how the system is, you can't schedule two shows on the same night. At least that's what I was told. And so I never have. So what I ended up doing was I ended the show that they were on, recreated the show, and then went right back on the air and then hoped for the best. And it happened to work. So now that I know that can happen, I feel a lot better because I would have been really sad if I had, you know, shut down the show and I wasn't able to restart it, and then I would have had to reschedule. Now, even though the tech difficulties did hamper the show at the very beginning, and again, I apologize in regards to connection, you know, Wi-Fi in that in the area of London where they are at, not the best in the world, but it's workable. Y'all were able to hear them. And like I say, I had planned a Facebook Live, but couldn't really do that like I wanted to. Although I did repost the link, though. So again, everything doesn't happen perfect, but guess what? This episode will air on Spreaker and iHeartRadio and Blog Talk and iTunes and Spotify and all the other ones that I'm broadcasting on currently. And as soon as the show is ended, I'll send the link out to them and they can post it. They can post it in their bio or post it on my website and things of that nature. So I just had to go ahead and get that story out. They'll hear it. Live, probably they're probably still up, so I'll hit them up in a minute. But the Ocon twins, definitely their first trip to America was definitely an event in itself. I remember the whole being locked up in the airport, so to speak, because I was like, man, it's taking them a long time to get here. I'm like, am I going to have to bust them out the joint right off the bat? Did they try to deport them right after they got off the plane? What's going on? So you know, the whole customs thing, that was my first remembrance of that whole thing, because I had to drive a good little bit to get to that part of the airport on the international side, and I was like, man, I don't know what I'm gonna do. They're not hitting me up or nothing. So that was interesting. So that was like my first memory of their arrival. But they had a lot of different experiences, and you can't get everything in a particular, you know, hour interview, which was a little bit less because of the tech difficulties, but these ladies are definitely ones to watch out for. They're very creative, as I mentioned. Definitely check out the YouTube channel. They have worked they worked very hard on that. So definitely you know, check that out. The Ocon Twins is Ocon Twins as far as the YouTube channel. And I'll repost all of this information up later. But just wanted to give you all that information just so those who do listen, you know, bear with us. Listen to the whole show. Go back and listen to it. We definitely appreciate, you know, the support. Tell other people about them. If you really support them, the tech difficulties aside, it shouldn't matter to you. You still want to support them because they talk a lot about themselves, and it's not something that they do. You know what I'm saying? And I've told them they deserve everything that they have so far, and they deserve everything that's coming to them after the fact. So I'm very happy that they took the time out. They sounded really good. Y'all, didn't they? I'm just, you know, for 1 to 2 o'clock in the morning over there, they sounded really energetic as well. So I appreciate their time, and I'm glad that they gave their mom a shout out because I would never live that one down. So, all right. So I just wanted to add that on to the end of the show to add to the ending because, again, I had some plans on the show. I condensed it. per the tech issues and things of that nature, connection issues there in London, stuff like that. Like I said, some things that you can't help, you fight through it, right? And I'm just proud of them. I'm overjoyed about what they're doing and can't wait to see what they do next. So that being said, of course, if you're not following on Facebook or Instagram, please follow on IMTM Worldwide Radio, both Facebook and Instagram. Like the Facebook page, follow the Instagram page. You can download the Spreaker app. This show will post on Spreaker. I got to figure out how to delete it on iHeartRadio, the first version that didn't go anywhere. But this one will post. It will post on Spreaker, so download the Spreaker app, and you can follow the IMTM Worldwide Radio page, or you can follow on iHeartRadio and follow the Women in Business show on iHeartRadio as well. And you can listen on, again, Spotify if you're a member there, Google Play Music, again, iTunes, CastBox. There's all kinds of different ways you can listen to the show at this point. And also, just recently, one of my shows, Radio.com, picked up. So I'm looking at Radio.com now as another avenue to listen to IMTM Worldwide Radio. So please pay attention to all of those avenues. You can find the girls on Instagram, Ocon Twins. That's the one that they frequent the most, as they mentioned. Although one of them said that they're an Instagram freak. I don't know what really that means. We'll talk about that later. But again, shout out to the girls. They're doing some big things there in London, and eventually they'll be doing it worldwide. So one more time, thank you so much for the Ocon Twins being on the Women in Business show. Again, the whole reason I did this show, the Women in Business show, why I created it, was to promote those who are really serious about what they want to do with their lives as far as on the business end of it, their talents and or creating an actual business and letting people know about it. Again, I had an Olympic gold medalist last year, Angel McCautry, say on this show that if you're not willing to talk about yourself and your business, you're not really in business. She said that, you know, and of course I've repeated it, but it was great for her to say it because I hate saying stuff, and, you know, I want other people to say those things, and that's the other reason I did this show. The Ocon Twins will be an inspiration to somebody at a certain point. You see what I'm saying? 5 years from now, 10 years from now, 20 years from now. You see what I'm saying? And they're going to remember some of the things that they heard here. And they're going to remember to say, you know what? I just forgot about being mad and discouraged after the 50th time I was rejected or whatever. See, sometimes you might have to do that. You see what I'm saying? So I'm so happy about the things that they said. And hopefully y'all took something from that interview. And hopefully you share it. So lastly, before I go, please share this show. You know, again, they did a great job of emphasizing who they are. And that was the reason I wanted them on this particular show, to talk about themselves. So if you support the Ocon Twins, talk about them. Share this particular show. Let people listen to who they are and let them make a decision whether or not they like them or not. That being said, this is Chris on IMTM Worldwide Radio. This was Women in Business. We're going to go ahead and get out of here. Those who listened in London or anywhere in the world, thank you so much for staying up. Those who are about to wake up and hear it for the first time, thank you. Please share the show. And the Ocon Twins, again, they are next up. And can't wait to see what they do next. Till next time, y'all take care. Peace. Thank you.